listening to KBOO Portland.
The Negroes, he has to subscribe to whatever language the people use that he's trying to communicate with. And when you're dealing with racists, they only know one language. And if you're not capable of adopting that language or speaking that language, you don't need to try and communicate with those racists.
Welcome back to Voices of the Iron Front. I'm DJ Red Echo, and tonight we're stepping into a different kind of front line. One that isn't always named in political conversations, but one that always protected us. Tonight is about black art, black music, black storytelling, and black creativity. All the forms of expression born out of survival, trauma, joy, cosmic imagination, and community, which have carried us through centuries of state violence, racism, and authoritarian pressure. Fascism doesn't only attack bodies, it attacks culture. It tries to erase memory, crush imagination, and sever people from the spiritual and artistic sources of resilience that keep them whole. So tonight we're going to talk about black creativity and how it has always been anti-fascist. How music has been an armor. How poetry and dance, fiction, fashion, and humor have resisted colonialism, slavery segregation, surveillance, and cultural death. Art is not a decoration, it is a defense. So let's get into it. Every authoritarian movement in history has attempted to control culture. They ban books, censor music, criminalize expression, and attack artists. Not because art is harmless, but because art is powerful. Black culture in America has always been a direct refusal of domination. It is the archive of survival. It remembers everything the nation wants to forget. When enslaved Africans sang spirituals, these songs were not simply religious expressions. They were codes, roadmaps, escape signals, collective emotional processing, and vehicles for hope in a world designed to crush hope. When blues musicians shaped grief into sound, they were resisting a country that insisted black suffering was meaningless. When gospel singers lifted their voices, they created a spiritual shield that the state couldn't penetrate. And when jazz musicians bent sound into new dimensions, they created a language of improvisation that mirrored black survival itself, adapting, shifting, and refusing to be predictable, refusing to be controlled. Let's not forget that fascism thrives on one identity, one culture, one story, and one myth. But black culture thrives on multiplicity, rhythm, experimentation, fusion, invention, you name it. Everything into clothing, slang, sermons, protest chants, street art, and literary movements like the Harlem Renaissance, they become a weapon because it's told in truth. Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit wasn't just a song, it was a direct indictment of a genocidal system. Nina Simone wasn't just a pianist, she was also a strategist of rage and clarity. And James Baldwin, well, he wasn't just a writer, he was an architect of emotional liberation. Same goes for Toni Morrison. She was an abolitionist of imagination. And so today, cultural restriction is still one of those core tactics of authoritarian groups. Book bans target black authors first. School boards demonize black history. Police departments monitor and criminalize hip-hop. White nationalist groups attack black cultural events. Why? Because fascists understand that a people connected to their culture cannot be conquered. A people with memory cannot be erased. And a people with creativity, they cannot be controlled. Black art is anti-fascist because it insists on being alive. You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. We'll be right back after some jams. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah. Today is a special day. We call our own. So take me in your arms and hold me and tell me you love me, and I'll be there for you.
Welcome back to Voices of the Iron Front, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. I'm DJ Red Echo, and let's get right back into it. Let's, in this segment, talk about music, and how music, as an armor, is sound of survival. Now, music has been one of the most consistent forms of black resistance ever created. During slavery, enslaved people sang to communicate. They sang to claim humanity in a system that denied it. And they also sang to build unity when speaking openly could result in punishment. After emancipation, music changed form but not purpose. Blues musicians turned oppression into poetry. Jazz musicians reinvented sonic structure, refusing Western musical order. And of course, gospel singers turned pain into praise, creating an emotional technology that fortified entire communities. By the time soul and funk, disco, hip-hop emerged, black music had become a global language, one so influential that white supremacist groups began to associate certain genres with degeneracy, chaos, or rebellion. They understood the subtext, though, didn't they? Black music teaches people how to feel, how to resist, how to imagine being beyond the present. Hip-hop became the voice of a generation documenting police brutality long before mainstream media acknowledged it. Artists like Public Enemy, Queen Latifah, N.W.A., Tupac, and Lauryn Hill created sonic frameworks for political consciousness. But even the music that isn't explicitly political is still anti-fascist, though. It is. Love songs, party songs, slow jams, house music, these genres celebrate joy, because joy can be resistance. Joy is a refusal to let the world dictate your ability to feel something beautiful. And in a fascist society, joy is punished. In anti-fascist communities, joy is cultivated. So tonight we honor that lineage. We honor sound as a shield, rhythm as a rebellion, and harmony as healing. And we remember that every bass line, drum pattern, every layered vocal harmony is connected to a struggle for freedom that stretches across continents and centuries. You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. We'll be right back after these tunes. Stay with us.
baby, you don't know what you do to me. Between me and you, I feel a chemistry. I won't let no one come and take your place, 'cause the love you give, it can't be replaced. See, no one else love me like you do. That's why I don't mind to spend my life with you. I wanna please you in any way I can. I wanna share my world, but don't you understand? Your love is a one in a million. It goes on. Everything about you, your smile, your style is so fly. I can't deny, I got a crush on you, and that is true indeed. And I'm digging you, you make me believe that your love is a one in a million. It goes on.
Thank you. any time and any place. I don't care who's around. Any time and any place. I don't care who's around.
Thank you.
back to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. So in this next segment, I really want to talk about imagination as liberation when it comes to storytelling, Afrofuturism, and the political power of fantasy. I love everything about Afrofuturism. I really do. I love the concept. I love the art of it. It's just, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing and system. But let's just go back. Let's get into it. So black storytelling has always been political because it insists on imagining a future that white supremacy says is impossible. Afrofuturism in literature, music, film, and visual art, it's not just escapism, it's strategy. And it asks, what does freedom feel like? What does healing look like? What would the world be if we rebuild in our own terms? Now, Octavia Butler warned us about authoritarianism through parables disguised as science fiction. Sun Ra used cosmic mythology to offer an alternative to racial despair. And Janelle Monáe, well, she built android narratives to critique gender, technology, surveillance, and state violence. And even comic book characters like Black Panther became cultural flashpoints because it was representation in imaginative spaces. And it's often more threatening to fascism than representation in reality. Why? Because imagination destabilizes domination. If you can imagine yourself as free, you can begin to act free. If you imagine your people liberated, you begin to build the structures that make liberation real. Oof. And fantasies are blueprints. Stories are manuals for survival. And black creatives have always understood this. Even humor, from Richard Pryor to Dave Chappelle, you know, to modern TikTok creators, has been used to disarm power, expose hypocrisy, and keep communities emotionally alive. And authoritarian systems, they fear imagination because imagination creates possibility. And then a possibility is incompatible with domination. You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. I love this conversation today. Just stick with us, and we're going to play some 90s jams for you right now, and we're going to come back right to it, okay? You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front. Stay tuned.
I really want you to realize, I really want to put you on. respect, yeah. And it's about time. Yo, let's rip this up.
Got you.
Welcome back to Voices of the Iron Front, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. In this segment, I want to talk about community defense through culture. When I talk about culture, I'm talking about joy, ritual, and collective expression. Because community defense isn't always about confrontation. It's about building social ecosystems where fascism cannot thrive. And Black culture is one of those strongest forms of community armor ever created. Cookouts, block parties, church gatherings, dance floors, open mics, ciphers, fashion houses, hair salons, barbershops. These spaces nurture belonging. They protect people emotionally long before they need protection physically. And white supremacy, well, it thrives where people feel isolated. It recruits where people feel unseen. But culture creates connectedness. And when a community sings together and when they dance together, they also cry together and worship together and joke together, because that community becomes harder to infiltrate. These cultural rituals strengthen psychological resilience, which is at the heart of anti-fascist work. A people grounded in joy cannot be ruled by fear. A people grounded in memory cannot be erased. A people grounded in each other cannot be divided. And culture is not the opposite of organizing. It is organizing. It prepares the emotional soil that movements grow out of. You're listening to Voices of the Iron Front right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. We'll be right back.
What we're gonna do now is go back.
Keep playing that song.
Everybody, move your body.
Welcome back to Voices of the Iron Front, right here on KBOO 90.7 FM. Here's a final reflection for today's episode. And by the way, I want to really thank you guys once again for supporting this platform. And I once again want to thank KBOO for providing this platform for us. We're truly appreciative of you guys, and we're appreciative of all of you guys that listen to us every alternating Monday. I mean, every alternating Thursday, my mistake. We just really want to thank you guys and tell you guys how much we love you and we appreciate you. Thank you for your support. But for the final reflection, tonight we honor the truth that Black history has made clear. Fascism attempts to control culture because culture is powerful. Black creativity, from music to literature to dance to fantasy, it is all resisted fascism, not with weapons, but also with life. And with expression. Then you can count vision and joy in there too as well, because art has always been our armor. Rhythm has always been our refuge. And of course, imagination has always been our blueprint for liberation. And as we close, remember this too as well. Resisting fascism is not only about confronting violence or exposing hate groups. It can also be about nurturing the cultural ecosystems that keep our communities grounded and emotionally alive, but also spiritually fortified. Every song that lifts your spirit is anti-fascist. Every story that preserves memory is anti-fascist. Every gathering where people feel seen is anti-fascist. Every creative act that asserts Black humanity in a world that denies it, that's right, it's anti-fascist. And next episode, we'll examine how far-right movements attempt to rewrite history and how accurate historical memory becomes its own form of resistance. But until then, stay grounded, stay joyful, stay connected, and stay vigilant, and stay dangerous to fascism. This is DJ Red Echo. Thank you once again, guys. We love you so much. We'll see you next time. Looking for my computer.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
Independent media is now more important than ever, and we want to know how KBOO Community Radio can best serve you. KBOO's Board of Directors invites you to a community meeting on Saturday, February 21st at 11:30.